Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 18th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of having an employee handbook. If you have employees, you know that from time to time issues come up that can be very awkward. For example, do your staff members know whether or not they can buy something at a discount for a friend? Do they know what your expectations are about how they should dress for work? Do they have a clear idea of how you will handle tardiness or other problem behavior? A good handbook can save both you and your employees a great deal of misunderstanding, so it's well worth taking the time to put one together. You can find many different computer programs that may help you with this process by Googling Employee Handbook Software. You might also ask other small business owners if they'd be willing to let you have a look at theirs. Consider getting together with a few fellow retailers for a roundtable discussion on this topic. We have found that having staff involvement in creating the employee handbook greatly increases compliance with its policies, and this is in keeping with our philosophy of management by participation. If you are starting from scratch, I would suggest coming up with a first draft and then inviting staff members to offer their input. If you're expanding on an existing document, ask your employees what areas they would like to consider revising. Your employee handbook need not be an elaborate document. Think about what you want your employees to know about the benefits you offer them and what you expect from them in return. These topics will form the basis of your employee handbook. You may already know much of the information you'll want to include. For example, you'll want to spell out the following benefits: the staff discount, insurance benefits, paid vacation and sick days, paid holidays, maternity and paternity leaves, and jury duty compensation. The other part of the handbook will detail what your personnel policies are, such as payroll procedures, dress code, including piercing and grooming, drug and alcohol policy, rules regarding tardiness, breaks, personal phone calls, participation in staff meetings, scheduling policies, procedures for annual reviews and raises, and causes for termination. You will find that having an employee handbook will help you if, and it's probably more a matter of when, you face a staff problem. Stores should have clear performance standards spelled out in the employee handbook and should hold all employees to these standards equally. When an employee doesn't live up to the store's standards, a discussion of the problem and any consequences that follow a poor performance should take place right away. These problems should ideally be brought to an employee's attention in verbal and written form long before firing is considered. Firing should be considered only after two or more written warnings in most cases, and this progressive discipline can help prevent accusations of wrongful dismissal. But some offenses warrant immediate firing, and these should be spelled out in your employee handbook. For example, verbal or physical abuse, theft, drug or alcohol abuse, insubordination, and embezzlement are automatic causes for firing in most businesses. Orange Tree Imports also includes a bit of the history of our store and a mission statement in the front of the handbook. That way we know that everyone on the staff knows where we've come from, what our philosophy is, and that we hope that their participation in our business will be fruitful for them, as well as for our shop. Today's reading from the Nonsense Files, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is from one of our current suppliers, and certainly one of the best sources if you're looking for nonsense items, which is a company called Accoutrements, at 800-886-2221 or accoutrements.com. And the item I've chosen for today is their bacon-flavored dental floss. And the catalog copy says, Dentists recommend flossing, and we recommend bacon. Now you can improve your dental hygiene while enjoying the amazing flavor of crispy fried bacon. Is there anything bacon can't improve? Each plastic dispenser contains 27 yards of waxed floss, and this is sold by the dozen for $24 a dozen. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. I'd like to invite you to read my new weekly blog entitled The Savvy Shopkeeper on the Gift and Home channel, which is online at www.giftandhomechannel.com with the word end spelled out. And my blog is part of the Business Survival Kit on the Gift and Home channel. You'll also find some video on demand segments there that were filmed at Orange Tree Imports, so I invite you to have a look. Please feel free to email me at our email address, which is orangetreeimports@mac.com. And until then, happy retailing.